paragraph hey vze shapirish rashi betam hachamish shkolim shel pidyon bechor. Now we'll also understand why Rashi HaKodesh tells us that the reason why we give the kohen 5 shekel to redeem the firstborn is because kach hoysa mechirosoi shel Yosef be'esrim kesef. Because when the brothers sold Yosef HaTzadik into slavery, they received 20 kesef for it, it says. And again, 20 kesef is 5 shekel. Shehoya bechoyer l'rochel. And Yosef HaTzadik was a bechoyer. He was the firstborn to his mother, to Rochel. Ki mitzvahs bechoyer nitzdavu b'nei Yisrael tekev b'yitzioson mimitzrayim. Now Rav Nosson Zal explained. This was what Rashi HaKodesh points out, that we give the kohen these 5 shekel, these 20 silver pieces, as a tikkun for the fact that the Jewish people, the brothers of Yosef, sold him into slavery for 20 silver pieces. They sold him to the goyim. They took the bechoyer of Kedusha and gave it over to the goyim, you know, for 20 silver pieces. And we make a tikkun for that in giving the kohen these 5 silver pieces. But now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Ki mitzvas bechoyer nitzdavu b'nei Yisrael tekev b'yitzosim mimitzrayim. When did Hashem give the Jewish people this mitzvah of pidyon bechoyer? Immediately upon leaving Egypt. If you look in the Chumash, that's where this mitzvah appears. Why? Ki ikar yitzias mitzrayim tolo yibozeh. Because the whole concept of leaving Egypt was dependent on this issue of the bechoyer. Lehachnia bechoyer de sitra achra, to defeat the bechoyer of the other side, of the goyim, the bechoyer of Egypt, ulahaytzi misham bechoyer dekdusha, and to remove from Egypt, to remove from the hands of Tumah, the bechoyer of holiness. Because again, remember we said that the word bechoyer is another word for malchus. We quoted that pasuk in Tehillim where it said, "Af ani bechoyer etneu." Hashem said, "I will make him a king," referring to Moshiach, and it uses the word bechoyer for king. So we see bechoyer in this context is synonymous with malchus, and Yetzias Mitzrayim was all about defeating the bechoyer of Egypt, defeating the malchus of Egypt, and removing the malchus of kedusha from Egypt, taking it out of Egypt, and bringing back into the domain of Kedusha. Ki Iker, watch Rav Nosson Zal's analysis. How did we get to Egypt? What led us into Egypt? And what was coming out of Egypt all about? Ki Iker Golus Mitzrayim Hischil Al Yedei Mechiras Yosef. The whole exile of Egypt began because the brothers sold Yosef into slavery. Shehoya Bechor, and he was a Bechor. And by selling Yosef into slavery, sending him down to the dumps, down to Egypt, they were selling the Bechor of, they were taking the Bechor of holiness, which is the Malchus of holiness, and sending it down into exile, into Egypt. Ubifrat Shemachruhu be'esrim kesef, and especially since they sold him for this 20 kesef, upogmu bashirus, and thereby they really damaged the wealth. In other words, they took money from him, for him for selling the slave this 20 kesef, which implied they were poigim in those two yuds, in the chachma ilah, chachma tator. They destroyed that connection. They took the chachma tator, the malchus, and sent it down the river to Egypt. And this is why, because of this act, this is what started the whole thing. Because of this act, things evolved. Yosef HaTzadik goes down to Mitzrayim. He goes through everything he goes through. And then what happens? All of them. First, the sons go down to Egypt to get food. And then even Yaakov Avinu. Everybody comes down to Mitzrayim. Why? Ki nosnu koyach lemalchus Mitzrayim malchus harisho alidei shemochru lahem bechor digdusha shehu Yosef. Because by selling Yosef to Egypt, by sending the bechor of kedusha, the malchus of kedusha down to Egypt, they strengthened the malchus of Egypt. Now Egypt is powerful. Now it's a world power. They have Yosef. They have the king. They have the Malchus of Kedusha. Even though we know that Yehuda is the one from whom Dovid HaMelech comes from, and Yehuda is Malchus, but Yosef HaTzadik is also a king. We have Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. They both represent Malchus. And in the context we're speaking about here, especially since Yosef was a Bechor, he was the Bechor from Rachel, so he has a certain attribute of kingdom. And sending him down to Egypt was sending the Malchus of Kedusha down into Egypt, thereby strengthening Egypt in a big way. V'alkein lo yhoyo efshar lohem lotzeis mishom ad asher hiko Hashem kol b'chayr Mitzrayim. Now you'll understand why the only way the Jews were able to leave Egypt was when they destroyed the b'chayr of Egypt. Everything was leading up to that. All the other plagues were leading up to the grand finale where Hashem says, now I'm going to show you. Now I'm going to strike all the firstborn. Big deal. Why firstborn? You're going to use a machine gun. Blow them all away. No. The battle here is Bechira. The battle here is the Malchus Diktusha, the flag. Lahavdil, you have that game, what's it called? Capture the flag. Played it as kids. The flag is the main thing, the Malchus. You capture the king, you knock down the whole country. Kedei lahachnia b'chor de sitrachra, in order to defeat the b'chor of the sitrachra, sheyonak mi b'chor de kedusha, which was drawing strength and power from the b'chor of kedusha, from Yosef HaTzadik, who was in their midst. Shemizeh hoyo ikar koicham kanal. That's what gave them their main power. That's what gave Egypt their main power. The fact that the Bechor of, they had swallowed up the Bechor of Kedusha. Yosef HaTzadik had been sent down to them. V'alkein, and therefore, Kesheyotzu, when they left Egypt, everyone took money. All the other Jews gathered wealth because Hashem told them, gather all the wealth of Egypt. What's the wealth? The Malchus. But Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu took something else. He took kishi lokach Moshe atzmois Yosef imoy. Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef HaTzadik with him. Ki bozeh hoyotolui ikar hagula, because on this was dependent the whole redemption from Egypt. Alidei shechozru v'hoitziu b'chor dikdusha b'chinas Yosef misham, on the ability to reverse the problem. The problem started when they sent Yosef HaTzadik down to Egypt. Now they had to reverse it. They had to get Yosef HaTzadik out of Egypt. V'chozru v'tiknu ha-kilkul hanal. And they went ahead and corrected the mistake. They corrected the whole problem. And this is why the Egyptians knew. They knew what their secret weapon was. And that's why when Yosef HaTzadik died, they weighed his coffin down to the bottom of the Nile River, said nobody would find it. They thought nobody saw and nobody would be around it and who would know about it. They didn't know that Hashem planned everything perfectly, that there was a Serach Basosher who had been around at the time, and she lived to almost 200 years, and she knew where Yosef HaTzadik's coffin was. She revealed it to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu went and used the special name of Hashem. He wrote a special name of Hashem on a piece of clay and tossed it into the Nile River because they had weighed it down, that nobody could get it up from there. Nobody could find it or get it up. And that's what caused the coffin. He wrote a special name of Hashem and the words Alei Shoer, rise up ox, which was the nickname of Yosef HaTzadik. And that's what caused the coffin to float to the top of the Nile. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu got it and was able to take it out of Egypt. V'alkein kishayotzu mimitzrayim, zochu l'rechush godoil shel bizas mitzrayim. And now we understand why when the Jews left Egypt, they were zochu to tremendous wealth, whole wealth of Egypt, all their gold and silver and everything. Person would say, well, number one, they're going into the desert. What do they need? There's no department stores there. What do they need all of that money for? To schlep all of that extra baggage along. And number two, I thought Jews don't like money. I thought we said, reject money. The answer is, this was Ashirus Tikdusha. This is Malchus Tikdusha. because the wealth was being returned to the domain of holiness. Because this was the main tikkun, to return the malchus back into the kedusha. Malchus is wealth. Malchus is firstborn. And this is why the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef. And our rabbis make the connection between these two things. The Gemara says, Shekol Yisrael hayoyskin bebiza. The entire Jewish people were involved in gathering up the wealth of Egypt. Moshe osak ba'atzmos Yosef. And Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in Yosef HaTzadik's bones. Ki be'emes kulay chad. Because the truth is that these two were one in the same. V'zeh toli bozeh. And this was dependent on that. Ki mashalokach Moshe atzmos Yosef. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu took the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef HaTzadik's bones, shehu b'choyer digdusha, he is the b'choyer of holiness. Shechozar v'hoitzioi mimalchus harisho, Moshe Rabbeinu went and took Yosef out of Egypt, out of the malchus of evil. U'mashelokhu Yisrael rechush Mitzrayim v'chol ashiru shalem, and the fact that the Jews took all the wealth of Egypt and all of their possessions, hakol bechino achas, it's all one. It's all that malchus of kedusha, which when they exiled Yosef HaTzadik down, they sent the malchus down the river, Rachmona Litzlan, and now Yosef HaTzadik coming out, the malchus is being returned to the kedusha, which means the wealth is being returned to the kedusha. V'chol ikar hageula hayatoli bozeh, and the whole redemption was dependent on this. Ki ikar hageula al yedei shemachnien malchus harisho b'chor de sitra achra umalen misham malchus digdusha shubachin as b'chor digdusha. Because whenever we speak about a redemption, whenever we speak about exile, what's in exile? Who's in exile? The king is in exile, the kingdom, the malchus. That's the sphera that goes into exile. We mentioned many times, you have Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. When things are no good, that last hay breaks off and gets sent away, sent down the river. We have the Hebrew word Nida. Nida means a woman when she's in her state of impurity, she's separated from her husband. And the word Nida is Nod Hay. The hay is forced to wander, to drift around. You know, it's sent into outer space. It's sent into exile, sent into Egypt. Tshuva is toshuv hay. We return that hay, we bring that hay back to Yud Kei Vav. And that's what happened here. The hay, Yosef HaTzadik, as a bechor, represented Malchus. He was sent down to Egypt. The Malchus of Kedusha fell into the hands of the Malchus of the Sitra Achra, and that's why the Malchus of the Sitra Achra was so powerful at the time. Egypt was so powerful because they had the flag. They had the flag of the Jewish people. They had the Bechor, they had Yosef HaTzadik, and we see that he's the one who built up the economy. He's the one who made it a superpower at that time. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was ready to take Yosef HaTzadik out of Mitzrayim, now we see all the wealth of Egypt also coming out with him. Vazaitz, and when that happens, tzrichin lohoitzi kol hoashiros miasitra achra lachnise la kedusha. When we're elevating the malchus, when we're bringing the malchus back into kedusha, we have to also take all the wealth out of the sitra achra and bring that into the kedusha. V'alkein hoysa oz mitzvah gedoylo likach bizas Mitzrayim. And this is why, at that time, this was a very important mitzvah for the Jewish people to take all the wealth of Egypt away from them and take it out of Egypt. V'ashem yisporach hizhirom ma'oid al zeh. And Hashem warned the Jewish people, he pleaded with them to go to approach their neighbors and take everything they have, you know, borrow everything they have from them. And Hashem made the miracle right before Makas Pchoiris. He had the Makas of darkness, set the Egyptians, the lights were out for the Egyptians and the lights were on for the Jews, so the Jews could locate all the wealth, wherever they had all their stash, all their stuff stashed away and hidden away, so that when it came time to go, to be able to take everything with them. Kimavor b'pasuk sham, as the Torah describes over there, kihu bechinas tikkun malchus dikdusha, because this is the tikkun of the malchus of holiness, shebozeh toloi ikar hagula. And that's what redemption is dependent on. Redemption is dependent on returning the malchus to its proper place. V'alkein kishayotzu mimitzrayim, and this is why when the Jews came out of Egypt, the first thing Hashem tells them, nitztavu tekef al mitzvahs b'chor. Right away Hashem teaches us the mitzvah of pidyon b'chor, livdoisei be'esrim kesef, that we have to redeem all of our firstborn sons for these 20 pieces of silver, 20 units of silver, which are in the 5 shekel, kemoi shehoya mechiras Yosef. Just like when Yosef HaTzadik was sold, the brothers got these esrim kesef. Shaydeze yordu begolus Mitzrayim arsho. That's what caused them to go down to the exile of the evil Egypt. Kemoi kein lehefech. So too the reverse. Bechol eis shenoilad bechoyer. Every time that a firstborn son is born to a Jewish mother, shetzrichen lirois sheloyi yenika misham lamalchus harishoh chashon, and we want to make sure that the malchus of this sitrachra is not able to draw from that child, to draw that bechor down into their domain. Tzrichen litein esrim kesef lakoyhein. We give 20, these 20 kesef to the koyhein, who is ish hachesed. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that when you want to slice away, when you want to sever the malchus of Kedusha from the Sitrachra, chesed is what does it. The knife is chesed. Bebechinas kitzru lefi chesed. Cut based on the chesed. The cutting, the slicing, the severing of the malchus of Kedusha from the Sitrachra is done through this chesed. We know that within the 7 lower midos of Hashem, which are referred to as aset, from chesed through malchus, that's aset. That's called zerampin. Chesed is the top. Chesed is the leader of those lower 7. So it's the chesed that's the one that when the malchus drops, when it falls out of the ballpark, out of the arena of kiddushin, it falls into the hands of the sitrachra, the chesed, which is the top one of those 7, is the one that when it's strengthened, when we strengthen the kohen by giving him money, we fuel him, we tell him, go do your thing, the kohen, the mid of chesed, is the one that slices away, that separates the malchus of kedusha from the sitrachra, allowing the malchus of kedusha to be elevated and brought back into the arena of kedusha, and then, eventually, to be plugged into the chachma ilah, you know, which is the real upper source. Paragraph Vov. Gam ze bechinas mashekos of Rabbeinu Sham binyan anal b'mokam acher. Rav Nosson Zal says this is also tied into what Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likut Imran. He mentions it in chapter 30 in Likut Imran over there, all the way at the end. Ubesimin kuf lamed hei. And he also refers to this in chapter 135. Shayidei ze niftach rachmo shel hamak sholeleid. That what we're speaking about here also plays an important role in opening up the womb of a woman who has to give birth. She's about to give birth, and the womb is closed. It won't open. This is also what plays a role in opening the womb, allowing the child to be able to come out. Bechinas dalsei bitni. It's called the doors of the womb. Dalsei, dalit. We spoke about the dalit, the malchus. Veze bechinas chatochoy ledalit. And this is also why the Torah says that when Shaul HaMelech made the mistake of capturing Agag, the king of Amalek, and not killing him, he put him into prison. When Shmuel HaNavi found out about it, Shmuel HaNavi went down there, took a knife, a sword, and cut Agag, it sliced him into 4, it says. Chotchoy ledalid. Ayin Shom. Look over there in Likut Imran where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this, v'hovein, and understand that this is all about the tikkun of the malchus. We said that whenever a Jewish child is born, the malchus of Hashem is increased, right? A bechoyer is super, super. But every child, so again, every child being born, the dalits, the doors of the womb have to open. The dalits, there has to be a tikkun for that dalit being elevated to hay. And Amolek, who represents the ultimate in the Sitra Achra, malchus of the Sitra Achra, when they defeated Amolek, they sliced the dalit. Meaning they removed the Dalid, the Malchus, which was in its fallen state. It was in the hands of the Sitra Achra. Amalek was alive. Agag was alive. When they destroyed him, they cut away the Dalid, the Malchus, and brought it back into the arena of Kedusha. V'zeh b'chinas b'chor peter kol rechem. And this is also the firstborn that comes out from the mother's womb, which we give to the Kohen Isha Chesed. Because through the Chesed, we cut away, we slice away the Malchus from the Sitra Achra, the Dalid. And that's what consummates the birth. That's what completes the birth. The ikerhu chaylodo rihorishoyin, as we mentioned earlier, out of all the different births, the first birth is the most important one. The bechoyer, ki ikerhu hahaschola, because the main thing is the beginning, that first boost, that's the main thing. V'hovein heitev. Rav Nosnal says, understand this very, very well. He was short here at the end. If you look over there in those chapters in Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal elaborates and explains the process of birth, the womb opening up, the Dalids, the battle against Amalek and everything. Rabbeinu Zal expounds on it more over there. Baruch Hashem.